The Israeli Gaming Industry Podbot episode number 1, today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Terence. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Gaming Industry in Israel. Terence Rodriguez is brought to you by Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good, but it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Israel has joined the race to capitalize on the growing influence of gambling as an emerging industry in the United States and around the world. This year's International Gaming Expo (IGA) in Las Vegas, Nevada, took place at the end of June. It was the first major gaming event in Israel since the beginning of the year and a sign of Israel's growing influence on gambling. Here are seven Israeli companies that tackle every corner of the industry with innovative and technologically advanced gaming solutions. Israel is a major player in the global gaming industry and has cemented this position by offering high-end games. Playtika is one of 11 key titles at this year's International Gaming Expo (IGA) in Las Vegas, Nevada. Israel has learned an important lesson from the deal for the takeover. As buyers seek to take over businesses and branches in the country, universities in Israel have done their best to ensure that they have people with the right qualifications for the company. Fundamentally, Israel's greatest strength lies in the technology that has helped it become one of the best developed in the world. These algorithms are developed by former military technicians and intelligence officials who are able to acquire the skills needed to use them to analyze massive amounts of data. Such military intelligence also teaches everything needed to help build hugely profitable companies. The online gaming industry relies on algorithms that can accurately determine players' futures, track their fatigue, and sift through extensive data on players' behavior to understand how the business will develop and make predictions based on such analysis. Israeli businessman Gigi Levy, who was CEO of 888 from 2007 to 2011, confirms this, saying, "When things were still vague and unclear, we found that people from other countries were taking risks while Israelis were moving fast. In fact, many of the startup companies in Israel are associated with gambling and may have a fascinating advantage over competitors in other areas. These companies lure their customers to gambling sites by a variety of means, and that is big business, but they do it when things are still vague and unclear." There are over 40 Israeli startups in space, a number that defines itself as esports related, and a growing number. Israeli startup accelerator focused on sports, the Los Angeles-based accelerator hosts startups from around the world, with a focus on gaming. Given the changing definition of competitive sport, it may be in the country's interest to invest in nurturing athletes who can compete globally. Israeli esports teams have appeared on the scene, starting with individual players like Brokenshard and Fly, who have won several tournaments and generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes. Space has exploded in recent years, with social platforms such as Twitch and YouTube allowing people to watch games live. While more and more people have access to smartphones and mobile games, others in the region are also experiencing massive growth. The deal between Crazy Labs and Sony Pictures is big news in Israel, firmly anchoring the country's mobile gaming industry on the map. Live streaming video games on YouTube is also an important part of the gaming scene in the region and has millions of followers. According to Zeiser, who helped bring some of Israel's leading YouTube players to the Tel Aviv conference, content sharing sites play a central role in the gaming experience. The Israeli gaming industry is young and growing, but it is still in its early stages of development. This agreement will only help to accelerate this growth and encourage others to take up the gauntlet and take themselves to the next level, like marketing and software. Gambling provides numerous jobs in Israel and is a great source of economic investment in the country. Marketing gives gambling companies the opportunity to differentiate themselves from the ever-growing group of gambling companies in Europe and the US, and many of them choose to do their marketing business with Israel. Israel's participation in the gambling industry is likely to increase as current companies grow and gain trust within the industry. Israeli investors will also look to their compatriots and see a great business opportunity and invest in the gambling industry in Israel. Reimagine Ventures has actively contributed to building Israel's esports ecosystem by hosting some of the first major events in the startup arena, including a series of events for leading companies such as Team Fortress 2 and League of Legends. The global market and its audience has always been a great opportunity for Israeli startups to scale abroad, but it has largely taken place outside Israel. Yossi Gavriel, managing partner of Tel Aviv-based venture capital fund REM Imagine Ventures, which invests in startups, believes Israel is a leader in this area. Tel Aviv-based Novos recently raised more than $750,000 from prominent investors, including Intel and related funds, as well as private equity firms. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terence Rodriguez. Adios.